Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Rupa Shenoy. Spring term begins at Harvard next week. The university spent much of the fall enveloped in a series of controversies surrounding now former President Claudine Gay. The saga drew national attention, and cable news outlets often turned to one student organization.
The Harvard Crimson, which is the school's student paper, first broke this news about Gay's dissertation. And those students.
In an interview with the Harvard Crimson, Claudine Gay told the paper that she's sorry and that her congressional.
We have breaking news just into CNN. Harvard president Claudine Gay is set to resign today. That is according to the Harvard Crimson.
Let's go straight.
WBUR's Suvan Liu reports on how student journalists at the Harvard Crimson stayed on top of the fast-moving story and became an essential go-to source.
In mid-December, Harvard juniors Miles Herzenhorn and Claire Yuen were up late at the campus library studying for finals. The two Harvard Crimson reporters were also chasing a scoop. Would the university's highest governing board speak out in support of President Claudine Gay? By 4 a.m., they had confirmation. Their story about the corporation unanimously backing Gay posted to the Crimson site well before any media competitors.
We were still awake at some pretty obscene hours of the night.
Yeah, we didn't get a lot of sleep that night. It was a bit brutal, but it was worth it. As reporters who covered President Gay and the university's top administration, this was the biggest story for us.
It was just one of many big stories that have played out at Harvard, culminating with Gay's resignation just 6 months into office. She faced pressure to step down following backlash to her responses at a Republican-led congressional hearing about campus speech and anti-Semitism, and amid mounting allegations of plagiarism in her early academic work. The Crimson was often the first to report developments along the way. In an interview with the paper, Gay apologized for her congressional testimony. The Crimson uncovered new angles, like the prep Gay received from lawyers ahead of the hearing and her request to submit corrections to her 1997 dissertation after plagiarism claims widened. Those details helped the Crimson's reporting stand out, says Herzenhorn, now the paper's managing editor.
We have a perspective as student journalists at Harvard that really nobody else has. People pay attention to Harvard nationally because it's Harvard. But people started paying attention to the Crimson because our reporting was stuff that nobody else had.
I was reading the Crimson every single day during this controversy. The Crimson was indispensable.
Former CNN anchor host Brian Stelter, who is now a special correspondent for Vanity Fair, says the Crimson's sourcing and proximity to the events give it an advantage.
The Crimson reporters are basically covering their mayor or their governor. So it makes perfect sense that they'd be all over this and be leading the way.
Stelter says the Crimson's coverage shows the benefits of having reporters live in the places they're covering. Claire Yuen, now an associate managing editor, says while the Gay story might have reached farther, the Crimson's ambitions remain the same.
The national spotlight and the national media picking up our coverage doesn't necessarily change anything for us. Our mission has always been to cover Harvard and its community and the surrounding metro area to the best of our ability.
Most of the Crimson staff was home for winter break when Gay resigned on January 2nd. They planned coverage remotely and put together a special edition of the paper by the following morning. Elias Shizgal, a junior and associate managing editor, says the Crimson staff has also been processing these events as members of the campus community.
What's been going on at Harvard has definitely been surreal to live through. It's a really intense and historic moment for Harvard, and that's not lost on us as students in addition to being journalists.
As students return to campus for the spring semester, covering the leadership transition will be very much a priority, says Herzenhorn.
This is still a moment of extraordinary crisis for the university and one in which there are deep divisions on campus. So those are all stories that the Harvard Crimson needs to continue to tell.
And over the next few months, national media will likely be paying attention. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Suvan Lee.